Let's meditate for a few minutes. Anam bhavana sapaknam. You can close your eyes. Take a couple of good long, deep in and out breaths. Notice where you feel the breathing in the body. Focus your attention there, and then try to keep it there. All the way through the in-breath, all the way through the out. When my father visited me when I was in Thailand, I arranged for him to meditate with my teacher. His first question was, I'm not Buddhist. Is this going to be an obstacle in meditation? And my teacher said, no. We're going to be talking about the breath, which is common property all over the world. It doesn't belong to Buddhism, doesn't belong to Christianity, doesn't belong to any group. It's something that's universal. And as you get to know your breath, then you get to know your mind. Again, that's universal. So we're staying with the breath to train the mind to be more mindful, more alert. In other words, it can keep things in mind better. Like you stay with the breath, you have to remind yourself again, each time you breathe in, each time you breathe out, stay with the breath. And then you're alert to see how it actually stays, whether the mind is there or not. If it's not there, you bring it back. If it is with the breath, you're trying to be sensitive to how the breathing feels. What kind of breathing would feel really good for the body right now? It's up to you to decide. You can try long breathing for a while, then short breathing, which feels better. Heavy or light, fast, slow, deep, or shallow. Experiment to see what kind of breathing feels good. After all, the breath is the force of life. And if it doesn't feel good coming in, going out, something's wrong. You want it to feel good all the way in, feel good all the way out. So you can stay here in the present moment with a sense of ease. If there's a sense of dis-ease, the mind would want to go away. And then it doesn't get to know itself well, because if you're all traveling in the past or the future, you're not seeing what's happening right here, right now. How your mind creates thoughts of past, creates thoughts of future. If you do that in ignorance, you can't really trust that it's going to do a good job. If you're here at the present moment, you can trust, okay, I can see what the mind is doing. If it's doing something unskillful, I can stop it. If it's doing something skillful, I can encourage it. You get more in control. That's what the meditation is for. You want to get more in control of your mind so it doesn't start thinking thoughts that cause a lot of suffering and stress. It doesn't think thoughts that would lead you to do things that would be unskillful. This way you're more in control of your life. Because when we practice the Dharma here, it's a matter of our gaining knowledge of our minds and using that knowledge in a skillful way. We cause suffering, we cause stress, we cause harm to ourselves and to other people because we're not really alert to what we're doing, putting things on automatic pilot, and we wander away someplace else. It's like the owner of a factory. The owner of the factory doesn't stay and keep watch over the workers. They'll start doing things that aren't necessarily good for the factory and you start creating bad products. But if you're there keeping watch over the production line, keeping watch over all the workers, they have to do their work as they should. And you end up creating good products. And so the actions of your mind and the intentions of your mind, these determine your actions. And your actions are going to determine your life. So get off to a good start right here with the mind at the breath, here in the present moment. Get to really know this moment. Don't go wandering off someplace else. And you'll find that you get clear about what's happening inside. And the more clarity you bring to what's happening inside, then the better it's bound to be. You can see when you're thinking unskillful thoughts and you can stop them. You can replace them with skillful thoughts instead. And then you act on those skillful thoughts. That's for your well-being and for the well-being of others. This is the beginning of wisdom, is that question, what when I do it will lead to my long-term welfare and happiness? What when I do it will lead to my long-term harm and suffering? The wisdom there is in realizing that your actions make all the difference between happiness and suffering. Long-term happiness is possible, and it's better than short-term. These are basic common sense. But a lot of times we don't lead our lives with common sense. We just let our emotions take over. So here's an opportunity to get your alertness in control, get your wisdom in control. Develop these faculties, and they can take you far.